first things first, you kind of give us a little bit of an overview on the process of getting to Laramie. Obviously, you're Northern Colorado. Tom comes to give you a talking to and some offering. Kind of walk us through that quickly, and then I want to get into some philosophy about what the Cowboy fans can expect to see from your program.
It was a process, to say the least, especially amidst the pandemic. And I was just very fortunate to have gotten the phone call from Tom and to be offered the job. And then from that point, for me, I had always thought that Wyoming would be a great fit for me, being someone that grew up in Colorado, spent a lot of the summers up in Wyoming at the reservoirs and lakes, spent a lot of time outdoors. And so I just really felt that it was the right fit, not just from a program or a style of play or a basketball standpoint, but just from a personal side. And so for my wife and my four kids to have the opportunity to come to Laramie, it took a little while, but we're finally there, and we're enjoying it. And even though it's tough, and each day is something different with the virus, all we're trying to do is just make the most of the day the day that we have today, and hopefully at some point in time things will get back to normal.
Here with head coach Jeff Linder, who's already jumped in with both feet. I think it's been kind of well documented. Some of the first recruits you were able to do were to keep some of them in town, guys like Hunter Maldonado and Quan Marble and people like that. Tell us how you were able to do that, and then also recruit some of the players you're able to recruit without ever actually seeing them or meeting them, because that seems like that's going to be quite a story down the road.
Well, the first priority when I got the job was to make sure that I kept those four players that played so well in the Mountain West tournament and had built momentum. And so as soon as I sign on the dotted line, you are usually in a normal circumstances, I would have to talk to a bunch of people and shake a lot of hands. Well, that's not the case with the virus. And so I just got in my car, drove to see Hunter Thompson, Hunter Maldonado, Quan Marble, and Kenny Foster, and to make sure that they knew what my plan was for them. They were my first priority. They were my first recruits, and they believed in what I was telling them. Luckily for them, they had known of me. We had played against the Cowboys. I had recruited some of those guys. And so it wasn't I was just coming in blind. And then from there, we had to add a lot of pieces to them. And for us, in a short period of time, to put together the recruiting class we did, it's just a testament to my coaching staff, who had the relationships with the players, the parents, and the coaches to allow us to get players during a time when they couldn't visit campus. And so we're very fortunate. Now we just got to put it all together and put in the work that is going to allow us to win games on the floor.
You know, sometimes Laramie is fairly or unfairly branded as a tough place to recruit. What did you tell these guys to get them to come out to Laramie? I'm talking the new guys that have never been there, never seen the program, and all they're going on is your vision for what you think you can build there. What did you tell these guys, and what if I was a recruit, how would you pitch me there?
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing is, whether that was me putting together a staff or recruiting players, is understanding what type of people can you want at the University of Wyoming, who can survive in Laramie, who are tough enough to live in Wyoming. You got to be tough to live in Wyoming. And I, on the front end, I tell these guys that, hey, the winners, they're going to be tough. But at the same time, too, you know, if you're serious about the two things that you're coming to the University of Wyoming for, which is one, to get your degree, and two, to become a better basketball player and win games, is that the temperature in the gym and the classroom is going to be the same in Laramie, Wyoming, as that it's going to be in Malibu, California. It's going to be 72 degrees. And so I want the guys that want to embrace the 72 degrees as opposed to the 95 degrees, because those are the guys that are going to get better in the long run. And that's what you have to do at the University of Wyoming, is you have to develop players, just like back in the day with a Theo Ratliff, a Fennis Dembo, Eric Lechner. I mean, the list goes on and on. Larry Nance Jr., Josh Adams, guys that came in under the radar, but they had a chip on their shoulder to prove that they're just as good as some of those other guys that might have gotten more accolades out of high school. And so those are the guys that we're looking for, and those are the guys that we're going to build the program with.
As you build your program, and as you work through the COVID-19 stuff, and everybody talks about how the program's going to progress and finally get going, What are some things that the fans should expect? What is Jeff Linder's style of basketball as it pertains to, or maybe even as it compares to maybe an Allen Edwards or to anybody else? What are some things you'd like to do as the head coach of the Cowboys?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I think the biggest issue with even kids today is we want to compare. And, you know, I was fortunate that Coach Edwards and Coach Scheidt before him, he really instilled and did a really good job of teaching these guys how to play on the defensive end of the floor. I mean, there's nothing that – I'm not reinventing the wheel. Now, there's some things that we're going to do differently. But ultimately, to win championships, you got to be able to defend. I come in with a reputation as being a really good offensive coach and a team that shoots a lot of threes and scores a lot of points and plays with a lot of freedom. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we know that it's going to be our discipline and effort. And over the course of 140 or 150 possessions in game, we want to be the team that plays with more discipline and effort, which allows you to win championships.
What's been some of the harder things that have taken place during this process for you and your family to this point? Obviously, it's hard to uproot a family and move them. To me, that stands out. But what are some things to you that have been a little different that maybe you didn't anticipate?
Well, in all actuality, I mean, to be honest, I mean, it's in some ways, and having moved a lot, just being a coach and putting my wife and kids through moving a lot, is that actually with COVID, it made it easier. There was less distractions. I was around more. I was actually able to do some packing and help my wife with the move, because usually when you get a new job, you're off and running, and you leave your wife, you leave your family, and now she's having to deal with the four kids. She's having the one to deal with the move. She's in line to deal with selling the house. And so for me to kind of take a little bit of the load off her plate, it allowed things to be a lot easier this time around. And being that during a pandemic where you can't get on a plane, I was coming from Greeley, Colorado, which is an hour and a half from Laramie, and so I could still make the commute. I could still get to campus during the times that I needed to be there to make the transition a lot smoother.
Tell us about your staff a bit, and maybe what people don't know about them and what they bring to the program.
Well, I mean, it goes back to where I wanted to make sure that I found the coaches whose personality and character fits Wyoming, that fits Laramie. I want, and not just the coaches, but their spouses and their family, because they're the ones that have to live through it too. And sometimes you forget about them. And so for me to bring Coach DeWeese along with me at Northern Colorado, who was tremendous in helping us build our program there in 4 years, played a huge part in the recruiting class that we put together. And then Sean Vandiver is someone that I've known for 20 years, we were both assistants together on Leon Rice's first staff at Boise State, and I really trust Sean, and Sean's someone that really knows the University of Wyoming, that knows Laramie, that knew the players. And then to add somebody like Coach Wicks, who grew up in Gillette, who dreamed of being a Cowboy, who has pictures of being a baby and being in Cowboy brown and gold, and to bring his energy that just is unmatched. I mean, those are the things that ultimately our players are going to feed off of. And, your staff is the most important thing. And the players know if the staff's not on the same page. And, we're going to be on the same page. The players are going to feed off of that. And hopefully we'll be able to turn things around in a pretty quick fashion.
Coach, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention or tap into?
No, I just... just very blessed to have the opportunity to visit Star Valley. I love the outdoors, and I'm not sure if there's a better place in the lower 48 or in the country to where you can experience the outdoors. And so I will definitely be back with my family, and then hopefully at some point in time I can bring the team over to experience this, because for a lot of my guys who come from maybe some bigger cities, for them to really see what this looks like, to see it's definitely something to take in, and I look forward to the opportunity to come back.
Head coach Jeff Linder of the Wyoming Cowboys.